Almost instantly, the shark worms stopped following the boat and turned their attentions to the barrel. To start with, they circled it in a leisurely way, almost as if they were sniffing it out. And then they began to move faster and faster around it, coming in closer and closer with more and more intent. "Oh, hiccup," moaned Toothless, fluttering overhead with his wings over his eyes. "I hope this is a really good plan." Inside the barrel, Hiccup was hoping the very same thing. He was sitting up to his waist in water, unable to see out of the wooden walls of the barrel. The water was vibrating and the barrel was rocking from the wake of the shark worms' tails as they passed it. He was regretting this stupid plan already. He couldn't see or hear anything but the horribly fast beating of his heart. And then the water in his barrel began to vibrate. "That's the sound of the shark worms calling to each other," thought Hiccup to himself, shivering uncontrollably. Crash! The barrel rocked crazily from side to side, and Hiccup put both hands out to try to right it, frantically trying to see where the danger was coming from. "That must be the wake from the shark worms' tails as they pass," he thought to himself, almost hysterical with fear. Crash! The barrel spun around again, more violently this time. Hiccup was sent somersaulting upside down and rolling over and over. Watching from above, their hands over their mouths, Kamikaze and Fishlegs could see the shark worms playing with the barrel, almost as if they were gigantic cats playing with a mouse. Toothless was dive-bombing them, trying to attract their attention, but they took no notice. They batted the barrel to each other with the wakes from their tails, but they hadn't touched it yet. Suddenly, they withdrew and reformed in a slightly wider circle. Inside the barrel, Hiccup rose spluttering to the surface. The barrel stopped spinning and there was quiet again, apart from the lapping of the water against the sides. Hiccup knew his dragons. He knew that they would only have retreated to strike now in earnest. He had to fight the urge to burst out of the barrel and swim for the boat. He knew if he did this, he was as good as dead. But it was so scary not to be able to see what was going on, and so hard to stay completely still when he knew the beasts were all around him, could be underneath him, could be just a metre away, could strike suddenly at any moment from any direction. Crunch! The left-hand side of the barrel caved in as some immense force crashed into it. The wood just about held from splitting in half. Hiccup caught a glimpse of terrible black teeth no distance away from his nose before they retreated. "Zygarastica!" screamed Hiccup. "Hurry up!" The shark worms were so close they were nearly touching each other now as they swam round and round. One of them let out a jet of fire like an underwater torpedo and the barrel burst into flames. "And now, my clever friend," said Alvin, watching the floating, flaming barrel with the four sharkworm predators surrounding it. "Oh, defeater of the sea, Dragonus Giganticus Maximus, and the mighty, monstrous strangulator, let's see you get out of this situation. I think I may safely say I've got you now." Splash! All four shark worms reared out of the water at the same time and spread out their wings. They were a terrifying sight. These two-headed beasts had eyes out on stalks, rather like a hammerhead shark. They were sometimes known as Thor's lapdogs because of those hammer-shaped heads. Their back set of teeth could shoot forward to grab prey and then retreat back, dragging the unfortunate victim with them as the tongue of a lizard flicks out to catch a fly. Their hammerhead eyes swiveled on their stalks. Their powerful tails lashed the water. They drew back their first sets of teeth in vicious snarls, and the second set shunted forward as if they had a life of their own, madly snapping together like an automatic killing mechanism. For a moment, they hovered in a terrible ring, their hammerhead eyes swiveling on their stalks to focus in on their target. And then they let out a scream and pounced, all of them diving in on the barrel together. Crack! The barrel split from side to side, and to the utter amazement of the watching Vikings, the audience, and the shark worms themselves, Hiccup flew out of it.